This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Housing struggles in the spotlight again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Google has unplugged in China. And a decision on airplane subsidies that's coming up. First, where's Wall Street? Numbers are mixed right now. The S&P off just slightly, just by a fraction of a percent. The NASDAQ flat right now. And the Dow up about 8 points, 10,793. European shares higher right now, under half a percent. And in Asia, shares were mixed. The Nikkei tumbled by half a percent today overseas. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner goes before Congress today to talk about the housing recovery. He's expected to reiterate that things on that front are still very, very fragile. It is a day a lot of lawmakers will be pointing at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which many believe were at least partly responsible for the housing bubble, the government's way of getting more people into homes. Julia Coronado is senior U.S. economist at PNB Paribas. She's with us live from New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So this is a tightrope that Geithner's walking. How does he convince lawmakers he's all for reform, but then at the same time say, hold on, let's not go after Fannie and Freddie right this minute?
Well, I think that both Treasury Secretary Geithner and the lawmakers on Capitol Hill understand that housing is still in a fragile situation. And right now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are pretty much the only providers of mortgage credit. So we really need to proceed with caution, even as we talk about what the future should look like.
What do investors think needs to be done about Fannie and Freddie?
You know, right now, investors have been confident in the government's backing in terms of the conservatorship. There's been relative calm and confidence in the mortgage market from the investor's perspective. I think everybody is looking for some clarity going forward. I don't think it's a situation that can persist indefinitely. But right now, investors are expressing some confidence in the federal government.
That's the understatement of the year, looking for clarity. Yeah. We've got existing home sales, Julia. The number's coming out in just a few minutes, about 7 minutes from now, and things haven't looked very rosy for a while. I mean, get out your crystal ball. What are we expected to see?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we're going to look for another decline. We'll see another decline in existing home sales in February. We've seen them falling for the last couple of months. Some of that could be owing to disruptive winter weather. Some of it is that it may be that the pool of potential buyers is tapped out, and really that's the big question that we'll be looking for. Unfortunately, I don't think February will give us clarity. It's going to take the spring selling season to see if we get a pickup there.
Julia Coronado, senior U.S. economist at PNB Paribas, we thank you.
My pleasure.
There's been a months-long battle between Google and China over censorship and supposed hacking issues. And Google's pulled out of the Chinese market now. Many worry it could further restrict internet access in that communist country. The New York Times reports China's biggest cellular phone company, China Mobile, is expected to cancel a deal that had placed Google's search engine on its mobile internet homepage that's used by millions of people every day. Kaiser Kuo is an independent technology consultant in China. He's with us right now from Beijing. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Steve.
So what kind of effect is this going to have on internet users inside China?
I think that the effect is primarily psychological. Google, unlike a lot of other American internet brands, has come to represent China as a part of a global internet. And I think that people are being made aware of the extent to which censorship has sort of cut them off from the rest of the world in some sense.
Your own gut feeling, Kaiser, is Google, I mean, able, do you think, to sort of sit out and say, well, you know, I mean, a billion plus Chinese, we're going to stick to our principles on this one?
I don't think that that's what they're doing. I think that they're not compromising on the principle of internet censorship here, but there's a lot of other pieces of Google's business in China that they are fighting hard to preserve.
Hey, is this story more about Chinese freedom, or is this about, you know, the growth of this big American company, Google?
I think that the story has been cast as one all about Chinese internet freedom. I don't think that it's to be, you know, dismissed as something about pure business story. There's obviously a lot of ideology mixed up into this.
Well, Kaiser Kuo, independent technology consultant in Beijing, we thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Steve.
By the way, Google's been in a legal battle over in Europe, a battle over brand names, and the search engine was sued for trademark infringement by the luxury goods maker Louis Vuitton, a couple of others. But Europe's top court today ruled in Google's favor.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the new Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at hbr.org. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. And by MassMutual, for 158 years providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at massmutual.com.
The world's two biggest airplane makers, Boeing and Airbus, are braced for impact today. The rival companies are waiting for a crucial verdict over subsidies. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
A long-running and bitter dispute reaches a critical stage. The World Trade Organization will rule on a complaint by Boeing. The U.S. company claims the European plane maker Airbus benefited from illegal and unfair subsidies, $4 billion in government loans. But Airbus claims that Boeing has received equally generous aid from Uncle Sam, and Airbus has lodged its own complaint with the WTO. Maggie Bergsma is an Airbus spokeswoman. She says the two companies will have to resolve this issue by talking to each other.
The only way out of this is to sit down and negotiate without preconditions to find a balanced formula for government support on both sides of the Atlantic.
But Boeing believes that Airbus is clearly in the wrong and should be forced to put it right. It wants Airbus to repay all its government loans. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, you might think supersizing food orders is a thing of modern fast food. A study being released today in the International Journal of Obesity shows food portions in paintings and depictions of Jesus' Last Supper getting bigger and bigger over the years, by 69%. Brian Wansink is director of the Cornell University Food and Brand Lab. He did the study with his brother, looking at art going back 1,000 years. And the Bible says Jesus fed the multitudes, and these guys say they can prove it. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.